A few years ago, Ohio Health, a hospital chain, decided to help its overweight employees lose weight and lead a healthier lifestyle. It introduced a program that offered cash to employees who walked every day and stayed active. And so far, they've seen positive results. A few months after having her first baby, Ohio Health employee Amy Roddick had a physical checkup.
I was at one of our local hospitals, and they said that I was obese in my charts. And working for a healthcare system, I just don't like that word.
To get rid of the extra weight, Roddick joined her company's new wellness program. She was given a pedometer, which measured how far she walked, and she started walking each day with a small group of her colleagues.
We have about three or four of us that lace up our tennis shoes at our lunch hour, and we walk for 30 minutes every day. And in the evening, I usually run or walk 3 to 4 miles a day.
And the result of her daily physical routine has been amazing.
I started January 2nd or 3rd, right after New Year's. I have lost a total of 41 pounds, and I feel amazing. Stronger, more energy. I feel better about taking care of my baby and my family, and I feel confident.
On top of all those physical benefits, Roddick got a cash award for walking and losing weight. And the more she walks, she says, the more she wins.
I'm up to $375 so far.
Ohio Health Wellness spokeswoman Lisa Medick says half of the 9,000 employees at the company's five hospitals have signed up for the incentive program since it began in 2006. More than $377,000 in rewards have already been paid out. It all starts with a free pedometer participants receive by mail.
It is a really smart little pedometer. It comes with a USB cord, and it downloads your steps straight from your pedometer onto your personalized website so you can track your progress whenever you download your steps. And the more steps you take, the higher level you'll reach. So there are five different levels, and then you get more money as you reach the different levels. And once you reach the fifth level, you can earn up to $500.
Medick says they try to make losing weight fun as well as lucrative.
One of the things that we do with the program is we have challenges. So I can challenge somebody and they can challenge me, and just on an ongoing basis. And you get bonus points if you do that at least once a year. We have corporate challenges where everybody who signs up gets put on a team at random, and so you get to meet new people and try and succeed. And if your team reaches a goal, you get points for that, and if you individually reach a goal, then you get points for that. So it really makes it more exciting.
A growing number of U.S. companies are implementing such incentive-oriented programs, either to help employees quit smoking or lose weight. Reached on his cell phone, Kevin Volpe, director of the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Health Incentives, says these programs make it easier to take that first step to change.
There's a natural tendency when it comes to changing behavior in realms where behavior change is difficult to always favor putting it off into the future. And what incentive programs do is makes it more favorable for you to overcome that inherent tendency to procrastinate by doing something now.
Volpe says incentive programs to help people stop smoking seem to work better than those focused on losing weight.
Smoking is easier than obesity because the way the built environment has evolved in the United States really helps to reinforce the decision not to smoke. But there's all sorts of stimuli to people to eat, which is very hard to combat.
Volpe says more studies are needed to measure the real impact of incentive programs on obesity.
I don't think at this point there is evidence that that can be done in a consistent way because people do tend to regain the weight. So it's very much still an area where there's potential for this to be really helpful, but there's still a lot of work to be done to figure out how to best do that.
He suggests incentive programs work best as part of a broader approach to wellness.
I think the ideal strategy is one that combines a number of ways to create a culture of wellness in which people are encouraged to exercise and eat healthy, and where I think adding rewards to that mix is useful, but you have to be very thoughtful about how that's done. I don't think people should assume that just creating a reward program that's tied to obesity is inherently inherently going to be successful. I think it needs to be very carefully designed, and even then is only likely to be successful in a corporate environment in which there's a lot of focusing on better health.
Many workplaces have already introduced that mix. Ohio Health's Lisa Medduck says through a variety of programs that offer nutritional advice, free physical checkups, and other wellness services, her company is constantly encouraging its employees to develop healthy habits and make healthy choices on a daily basis. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.